The Supreme Court, defying a Bush administration request, has stepped boldly into the debate over the administration's anti-terrorism policies. Yesterday, the High Court agreed to consider a challenge brought by the prisoners being held at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Specifically, the court said it will decide whether those prisoners have the right to go to the U.S. courts to challenge their detention. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The legal challenge to the detention was brought by two British prisoners, two Australians, and 12 Kuwaitis, who contend that their imprisonment is, quote, entirely outside the law. The lower courts ruled unanimously that the federal judiciary has no authority to intervene in the detention of enemy aliens overseas, and the Bush administration urged the Supreme Court to stay out of the case. But yesterday, the court once again showed its assertiveness, announcing that it would decide whether captured combatants can ever go to the U.S. courts to challenge their imprisonment. Some 660 prisoners captured in Afghanistan and Pakistan during the Afghan War have been imprisoned at Guantanamo for more than 18 months. The Bush administration has taken the position that they may be held indefinitely without charge, without access to any court proceeding, and without access to family or lawyers. Now the Supreme Court has said it will decide whether the administration can proceed without any external review of its actions. The news was not welcome to administration supporters. Professor Ruth Wedgwood of Johns Hopkins University.
It's potentially, and the court will be cognizant of this, the intrusion of the judiciary into an area of law where they have very little experience, and people who believe in a strong account of presidential powers in wartime would say they have no right to be there.
The court's decision to rule in the Guantanamo case does not mean that its eventual decision will be against the administration. Georgetown Law Professor David Cole.
Based on history, one would predict that the court will, as it has in the past, defer to the executive. On the other hand, the courts today have lived through the experience of Watergate, of the Vietnam War, of the Pentagon Papers, situations where the courts stood up to assertions of executive power, stood up to assertions of national security, and the country and the court is the better for it.
The Bush administration is relying on a World War II-era decision to carry the day, however. In that case, the Supreme Court ruled that it had no authority to second-guess the military trial, conviction, and detention of German intelligence agents captured overseas. But lawyers for the Guantanamo prisoners contend their case is different because they've not been charged with any offense, given any sort of a trial, and because they're being held at Guantanamo, which, so the argument goes, is de facto U.S. territory subject to U.S. laws and courts. Johns Hopkins Professor Wedgwood contends that the reason the prisoners at Guantanamo must be detained without intervention is to prevent them from returning to terrorism and to use them for intelligence purposes.
The problem for the moment is that there really still are active, ongoing interviews of people to try to patch together the activities of Al-Qaeda, and it's not a one-time thing. Every time they learn a new particle, they go back and talk to the people they've already talked to again.
But even some administration supporters wonder how long the Guantanamo detentions can last. George Mason Law Professor Michael O'Neill served previously as general counsel to the Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
As time passes, the burden will shift, and there will be a greater burden upon the administration to demonstrate why it's necessary to hold these individuals. It may be a burden that the government can easily shoulder, but it's one that at some point the government is going to have an end game. It's going to have a strategy as to what it's going to do with these people. I think the court may be signaling that the end game is here.
The Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments in the Guantanamo case early next year, with a decision expected by late June. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.